Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt Shaw from Skylighters of Western New York is joining us this morning on WBEN. 4th of July weekend is here. And Matt, your company puts on a lot of the great fireworks displays that we'll be watching this weekend. Are you back in full this weekend?
We are above and beyond back in full. We have firework displays across Western New York, busier than ever.
Nice.
So you got the busy season is here. What was it like? Kind of take us back. Remind us of the last couple of years and what was going on around Western New York and, you know, the limited ways that you were putting on some of these shows.
Yeah, we'd like to forget that. Those years, but yeah, very limited the last couple of years. It feels great to be back in full swing. Just to be able to go out there and perform, you know, great firework displays for, you know, the communities that, you know, we live in, and you know, put smiles on people's faces and, you know, celebrate Independence Day the right way.
Well, how many shows are you doing this weekend?
We have about 65 shows running this weekend. You know, all right here in Western New York.
That's a lot. I mean, 65. How, you know, what do they range in? You know, what's considered your biggest show and what might be some of the smaller ones?
Well, they're all going to be great firework displays this weekend. But, you know, we go into like the Village of Lewiston, and their bicentennial is going to be a huge firework display this year. We got the Buffalo Bisons with the BPO on July 4th. It's going to be a great firework display. You know, across the area from East Aurora and Elma and down in Chautauqua Lake. So a lot of great fireworks out there. You know, a lot of many months of planning for this. So we're super excited to be out there this year.
You know, the thing is with this, everybody wants it around the same time, right? You got to have a lot of staff.
We do have a lot of staff. We have over 100 local licensed operators out there. So all employees of the company, for sure.
You know, speaking of that, so many businesses have a worker shortage. Is this affecting you at all?
You know, we've been able to retain, you know, most of the staff throughout like the pandemic. You know, we did a pretty good job. We did some, you know, additional hiring, you know, even throughout the pandemic, knowing that business would be back. And, you know, we needed to have that manpower there to be able to produce these firework displays. You know, I do see throughout the country there's a huge labor shortages for the fireworks industry. And a lot of towns have foregone their fireworks because they can't get guys to actually work it. So we do things a little bit different here in Western New York. You know, throughout the fireworks industry, a lot of people use subcontractors, and we don't do that. They're actually all employees of the company. And like I said, we've retained, you know, most of the staff throughout the pandemic. So very fortunate for that.
Probably easy to do when it's a fun job. I would have no doubt. You know, along the same lines, I was wondering if there's any sort of fireworks shortage. You hear about a shortage of just about everything. Is there any concern with fireworks? Was there any concern at some point over the last year?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did have a lot of delays this year in receiving our fireworks. We are not short on fireworks at all. You know, we saw the writing on the wall with all the shortages. We got our orders in early ahead of time. You know, just the way we structure our business, we've been able to, you know, retain all of our the fireworks for the season and still be able to go out there and, you know, produce these displays. So I also see that on the, you know, across the country too, a lot of firework displays are canceled, not only for the labor shortages, but, you know, on the supply chain. But shipping costs is increase substantially. So that changes the structures of the displays a little bit or just costed more money this year.
Yeah. I was going to ask if your costs have gone up and if you've had to pass that on to the municipalities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, across the board, your 20-25% increase with shipping costs, the product cost, insurance costs. So,
What's the newest firework tech? You know, every year there seems to be something a little bit different, most industries. What's like the latest and greatest innovation when it comes to fireworks?
So, you know, we're always trying to improve, you know, the colors, the durations, the size of the fireworks that we're able to use. We know we have a lot of special effects from multi-changing colors and then to the effects out there, too. We use a lot of box items in some of the, you know, lower level displays that we're doing. We change around angles and, you know, different effects that we'll mix in there. So
that sounds pretty cool. How long can your setup take for each of these shows? I mean, I'm sure it varies, right? Depending.
Yeah. Varies, you know, very widely there. So we have shows that we're going to be on site at 8 o'clock in the morning on, you know, July 4th for a 10 o'clock show. And then we get into some of the smaller displays. We may not be on site until, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it all depends on, you know, the amount of staff that we're using to execute that show that night. So,
all right. A lot of questions every single year, ever since it was semi-legalized here in New York State. What is the big difference between the fireworks that we see at the shows and we've seen over the last couple of weeks all over Western New York, these tents popping up, or maybe it's sometimes inside of a store you're able to buy fireworks. So you see the big signs for fireworks. They're all not the same, right? What is legal for somebody to have here? Compare that to some of the fireworks we're used to seeing.
Yeah, so all the stuff that you see selling on the roadside stands and, you know, the different stores, it's all a safe and sane item. New York allowed it a few years ago. It's nothing that leaves the ground and blows up like you see at traditional firework displays for the, you know, local municipalities. It's fountains, snaps, you know, that kind of thing, sparklers. When they did legalize, you know, the safe and sane items, you know, a lot of the public just assumed all fireworks were legal, and that is not the case. Anything that goes up in the air and blows up, you know, has been bought out of state or, you know, possessed illegally, because that stuff is still illegal in New York State.
What advice do you have for amateurs that are buying some of this stuff or heading over to Pennsylvania to get it?
Well, from the safe and sane items, there's still rules and regulations that you have to follow and safety protocols. You know, you can't give this stuff to a minor. You make sure you have plenty of water to distinguish any, you know, small fires that may cause. But really, we have a lot of fireworks shows going on in Western New York. There's not a shortage of firework displays. Come out, see one of our great firework displays. You know, support these events, the carnivals, and, you know, they have some great parades that we're going to see, you know, throughout the whole weekend. You know, leave it to the professionals. Come out and see, you know, a professional, great firework display.
Sounds good. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be taking that advice. Matt, thanks so much, and good luck this weekend. Matt Shaw is with Skylighters of Western New York, talking about all the fireworks displays back in full force for this July 4th holiday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.